Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Damon sent me a story this morning. Thank you very much. Buyer beware to the max. And this is a story out of Florida, and you'll understand what that means in just a second. But you know, every now and then you hear about people who say, yeah, I go to auctions and I get stuff really, really cheap. And there are police auctions where they sell off things that they've, you know, confiscated along the way, or they've acquired somehow. You know, they recover some bicycles they don't know who they belong to, and they sell them off once a year. And so, you know, these auctions sometimes can be good deals, but, you know, if more than enough people show up and there's a people bidding on these things, then sometimes the prices go up and it turns out they're not such great buys. But one of the things that can actually trick some people is when they bid on properties, especially online, and they're reading property descriptions and they don't quite spot what the property description really shows. And so this is out of Florida. The story is by Larry Barzewski of the Sun Sentinel. And a man named Kervil Holness went to an auction online, I think, and he bought a piece of property. And the piece of property is in a very nice neighborhood, and he spent $9,000 on it, and he thought he was getting a tamarack villa for that price. And instead what he got was a 100-square-foot piece of property that is, I kid you not, 1 foot wide and 100 feet long. 100 square feet. Nice long strip. And the strip actually goes right down the property line between two different property owners who do rightfully own the property on this side, and another one owns the property on this side. So what he owns is the 1 foot strip between the two pieces of property. Now, he spent $9,000 on it, so that's a lot of money to spend on a 1 foot strip of property. And you might wonder, how'd this happen? Which is what I wondered too when I saw the headline. And so, by the way, the property that he bought, the 1 foot strip, does actually have some stuff on it that belongs to other people. So we'll get to that. The 100 foot long strip of land is on Northwest 100th Way and is valued at about $50. It starts at the curb where two mailboxes have been installed, goes under a wall separating the garages of two adjoining Spring Lake villas, then extends out to the back of the lot. And the officials say, yeah, well, you bid on it, it's yours now. Congratulations. He'd like them to undo the deal because he misunderstood what he's bidding on, he says, and they said they won't do that. And the two homeowners on each side say, well, we don't want the land, or if we do, I mean, we're certainly not going to pay $9,000 for it. So technically speaking, he could ask them now to remove the mailboxes and possibly even water meters that are on his ground. But what's that going to do him? So Holness said, quote, if I'm vindictive enough, I can cut right through the garage wall in the home to get to my airspace. But yet, what use would that be to me? And he's asking the county to undo the deal. He said it was deceptive. He's a first-time auction bidder from Tamarack. And he said there was no demarcation to show that it's just a line going through a duplex, even though they have the tools to show that. Holness said that the property appraiser pictures linked to the auction site showed the villa as being the parcel he's bidding on. He thought he's built, you know, bidding on the property, not the little strip of land next to it. The appraiser's site and information on the county's tax site also show the negligible value of the property. It says it has no building value and that the land is only 100 square feet. It also did say that the property is 1 foot wide. So officials say state law does not allow the refund that Holness is seeking. A message from county officials and real estate experts is that auction participants need to do their homework and make sure they've checked for all possible problems a property might have. And I'll admit, I've poked around at some of these sites, both real estate sales sites and auction sites. And I remember a couple of years ago, I believe it was the state of Michigan, but one of the state departments was going to start selling off land that it had acquired over the years and were technically part of, you know, state lands, like forests and woods and stuff. And some of it was scattered all over the Upper Peninsula. And some of these sites looked promising until you looked where they were located. Some of them were landlocked. Some of them were out in the middle of nowhere. You couldn't get to them. Some of them, you know, were beautiful lots on lakes, but deep, deep, deep in the woods, you know. So you got to think all this stuff through. Gary Singer, who's a real estate attorney who writes a weekly column for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, said, he could go to court and find some error in the sale procedure, But generally speaking, he bought what he was supposed to have bought. So those sites always say, you know, read very carefully. Only bid if you know what you're doing. Officials aren't sure how that strip became unattached from either of the adjoining properties, but they think that the developer who was developing this subdivision somehow developed one piece of property and deeded it to this person, and developed this piece of property and deeded it to that person, and the two property descriptions somehow left out that strip of property. So Holness said the property shouldn't have been put up for sale. County memos he obtained from last summer show the county's records, taxes, and treasury division had raised the question with the appraiser's office because of the parcel's odd location under two homesteaded properties. But tax division director Tom Kennedy said of the properties on the tax rolls, it must be auctioned. That's the way it works. One memo suggested the adjacent villa owners would have the most interest, but neither of them wanted it nor bid on it. One of the owners, Tina DeFeo, bought her villa in April after the auction and said, it makes no sense. I don't know how you buy a strip of grass like that. DeFeo said she'll check with the title insurance company to see why the issue wasn't flagged with her, but she said she would not be paying any money to Holness and said, if I have to move my mailbox, I'll simply move my mailbox. Richard Sherman, deputy general counsel of the appraiser's office, said tiny parcels like the one Holness bought aren't common, but they do happen. State law requires the appraiser's office to put a value on every property and to sell them at auction when necessary. Holness could try to work out a deal with one of the villa owners to take ownership of the property, but it's not likely he would recoup everything he spent. Any chance of collecting rent or fees from the current villa owners could be hurt if no such payments were required by the previous owner, Singer points out under Florida law. So, bottom line, according to the article, and again, I'm quoting Larry Barzewski of the Sun Sentinel, who says, taking part in a county tax deed auction is a risky venture. The county has now put a new warning on top of their online auction site telling investors, do your research, and tax deed sales are not for the uninformed. And that goes along with all properties sold as is. While the notice is new, tax officials say the same information was already in six other places on the site in instructions to potential bidders. Holness was one of four people who bid on the Tamarack parcel. He beat out somebody else who had bid up to, I think, $9,000. Yeah. So more than one person thought this had value. Rutherford was another first-time bidder. He also thought he was bidding on a villa, but later said he had bought something else he didn't want in the same auction. He said he paid $6,000 for a vacant parcel that he saw as having development potential. But the land he bought was for one of 30 condo units that used to be on the property. And the building was demolished after a fire 9 years ago. If the association ever sells the property, he could see some return, but he has no control over that. So when asked if he'll be bidding again in the future, Rutherford said, no, that's it. If I do it, I'll have to go to the place and analyze it myself, which the attorney said that's a good idea. Any kind of clerk's auction is buyer beware to the max, he said. There you have it. Buyer beware to the max. My Simpsons fans will understand that to the max is a Simpson reference also. But yes, a 100-square-foot piece of property could be 1 foot by 100, 10 feet by 10. And of course, if you want to get mathematical about it, we could go down to, like, say, a millimeter and then do the math out how long that would be. Someone could do that for me, I'm sure. But I know most property descriptions, I suspect, are measured in feet. So for the most part, you'd have 1 by 100 or 10 by 10 or some variation in between mathematically. But you're not getting much when you're buying 100 square feet. So if you were inclined to bid on parcels in auctions online, if you haven't gone out and looked at it yourself and laid your eyeballs on where the stakes are, read it very carefully and see if, in fact, what you're buying makes any sense. These things, I've heard people who went to auctions, they're the only bidder, and they got something for a song. It happens. I know guys who've gone to car auctions and bought cars. They got great deals on them. And I've also known people who went to car auctions and bought cars that looked like great deals, and turned out they got the old proverbial pig in a poke. But, you know, the guys who do the best at it, I think, are either sophisticated and do a lot of research and watch a lot of auctions and then just bid on just the right things. Or they do it a lot. They buy a lot of cars at auction. And the good ones hopefully outweigh the bad ones. And they know they're going to get both. But, of course, what you know is happening is that with more attention being paid to these auctions, more people come in. And the money that comes in is not smart. It comes in and simply drives up the prices for everybody. So, again, the man bought himself 100 square feet of property in Florida. Pretty much worthless, but he paid $9,000 for it. But, again, remember, any kind of clerk's auction is buyer beware to the max. Damon, thanks for the story. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.